bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch. 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, comedian Reno Collier plus a chugging contest, a support parrot, and Floyd. All coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get the Bob and Tom podcast every
now
and then.
You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over you to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it, and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your... don't let him mooch off your...
No mooching.
Do it now!
It's time for Oliver's Cliff Notes Hits of the 70s. This week, Timothy by the Boys from May 1971. Now here's your host, Oliver Lang.
Okay, let's see. The lyrics are kind of hard to understand here. I'm just reading them off the album cover. Three guys are trapped in a mine... See, Joe was looking at Tim.
Oh, what the f***? They ate him! Oh, my God! Oh, I'm gonna be sick!
This has been Oliver's Cliff Notes Hits of the 70s.
Okay. For those of you who always need something extra... Well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Bruce has gotten significantly nicer looking.
Thank you.
You like this guy?
No, I'm talking
what
about...
What guy are you?
Hey.
Happy-go-lucky guy.
Wait a minute.
Wild and crazy guy.
That's a GM. I'd
like to see that on the disco round. It's Josh Arnold here in the Bob and Tom Studios, along with the lovely Jessica Alsman.
Hello.
It's good to see you, Jessica. You always look great.
Thank you.
You're always happy. You're always fun.
Yeah.
You're a very nice person.
Full of life.
Yes.
I'm nice. Thank you.
We have comedian Reno Collier has joined us in the studio. Gross. Reno is going to be doing lots of shows, including the Comedy Closet in Columbia, South Carolina, February 27th through the 29th.
Work in the closet.
Wow.
I have relatives there.
Odd choice for a name.
Awesome. Yeah, it is interesting. It must be. Have you worked there before?
I've never been there before.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
It must be small.
Or maybe it's clothing store.
Maybe it's huge, and that's just meant to be.
Oh, a misnomer.
Yeah. It's like calling a bald guy curly.
Uh-huh. Sure. Yeah.
You know,
fat guy slim.
Fat guy stick.
Stick.
we called a guy Stick in college,
and he was real fat.
Oh my God!
Oh, you're so nice.
Fat.
I just look at this guy. I just flashed you. There was a drinking contest one night, a chugging contest. this guy was one of the brightest people I've ever met in all truth. Really smart guy, but he was
probably 400 pounds. He's a very big fella. And he, these guys got up on the bar and they were chugging. And I kid you not, Tim or Stick won
the contest. Don't worry, he hanged himself years ago.
Won the contest, and I kid you not.
Well, I hope he got in the
10 seconds
choice.
Later, all of the beer came out. right onto the assembled multitudes. So
that's amazing.
Where
that's
was
awesome.
I?
Did you participate in the chugging contest?
I was there.
Or did you just watch?
I just was just watching.
He didn't participate.
Of course not.
He never had fun.
I had fun.
Sitting back judging.
God, that was funny.
Arms folded. Get a load of this guy. God, flipping his hair back.
By the way,
day that just, you quit having fun?
Just so you know, he was disqualified.
Well, yeah.
Coming up, Mr. Godwin, I think, and Mr. Collier will be.
When is this?
Cincinnati. At the Redmore. Thursday, March 5th, and then Louisville, March 6th, Friday at Diamonds Concert Hall. Evansville, March 7th, Saturday. Don't know the location. Do you know what that is?
It's like in the Econo Lodge Banquet Hall,
okay,
I think.
Cool.
I'd get tickets to that. Just see how it's going to turn out.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
Come check it out.
Yeah.
See who shows up.
Okay. Right, see me and Josh.
So I think at this point in the show, since we were just joined by Jessica, first off, I know she has some treats for us.
What?
That I'm very excited about. So I guess we should get to those first.
Well, you guys have mentioned the sports team Florence Yalls before. So a letter from the mayor of Florence.
Yeah.
Diane E. Whalen. Sorry, Diane, if that's not how you pronounce it. But hello, thank you for the shout out. Sorry for the delay, but as promised, enclosed is your Florence Y'all swag.
Aww.
And my favorite is this little bobblehead.
It's the water tower there.
The Florence Y'all Florence Mall.
Yeah,
guy.
Right by the mall.
Oh, right on.
My sister used to work at the Bob Evans right there.
You can't beat Bob Evans.
You can't beat Bob Evans. Oh,
and the team, and you know, you're a Southern gentleman there, Reno. They're called the Y'alls. They have the famous
nice
water tower that says,
oh, I've seen it a bunch of times. And that's
powder blue.
That's hand-painted.
Yeah,
but
it sure is.
You can see the brush
bobblehead
on the, yeah.
Oh, yes. It's the bobblehead of the water tower.
Yeah.
You see behind that thing.
How thoughtful.
Well, that will have to occupy a place of honor here in the studio.
Yes,
I wear the hats.
That's very thoughtful. Yeah.
Give Ace a hat.
Ace needs a baby blue hat.
Terrific. We love our
it'll bring out his eyes.
So this is from the mayor, Diane E. Whalen.
Thank you, Diane. Mayor Diane.
Very cool. And we're big fans of
it. Is it her honor when it's a lady mayor?
I think so.
Instead of his honor.
Absolutely.
Your honor, isn't it?
Oh, your honor.
His honor. I know it's his honor.
Well, you would say her honor then, yes.
Only thing better than honor.
Yeah.
It's Reno. Not H-I-S.
Reno's honor. Sorry,
I believe it's H-I-Z-Z or something.
Oh, boy.
No, we've been talking about minor league baseball teams tend to have much better names. We were talking about them in the context of the incredibly boring names of these new XFL teams. What's your team you root for? What are they called?
New York Guardians.
The New York Guardians.
That means
that's
nothing.
Clever.
And who's their quarterback?
Well, it was Matt McGloin.
Was?
Uh-oh, they've already changed.
Remember, 4 out of 18 for 35 yards and 2 interceptions? Do you don't remember that,
Allie? Not going to give him another chance?
And then he criticized the coach on live TV.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
But anyway, the minor league teams have such great names, so the Y'all certainly a great name.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for the swag.
That's terrific.
They say.
Thank you.
Kentucky has great city names, period. Like, they have a city named Beaver Lick.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
It's like, okay. Right down the road, is it Gnawbone or something with a bone? Oh, sorry about that.
No, it's Gnawbone.
Beaver Lick and Bone. Yeah, Gnawbone.
She's saying all this out loud.
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But it's true. She's right.
I know. Well, there's a lot of very odd names for cities all over the country. It's not just exclusively the Commonwealth of Kentucky, but there are many other good ones. We do have Christy Lee at her post, the post, the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. What you got?
Well, the service animal thing has pretty much gotten out of hand. Just to show you,
uh-oh,
a miniature service horse flew first class on an American Airlines flight last week.
I thought we'd gotten a hold of this.
No,
and
yeah,
we're going
we
to let
too.
People
well, no, this,
do this.
This is actually because
planes were looking like arcs.
The Department of Transportation is considering restricting all this, and it's because of this that this horse, I saw this on TV last night, it's because of this, this lady's trying to demonstrate that this horse, in fact, was capable of doing this.
Ms. Ronica Fries took her mini horse Fred on a round trip from Grand Rapids to Ontario, California via Dallas. That's a bad rowdy.
Oh, they went through Dallas. That's interesting. Yeah.
Ms. Free says she'd been training Fred for over a year and that Fred is housebroken. She said she went first class to make sure he would be comfortable and have the most room.
Of course, of course.
The Department of Transportation currently considering restricting which animals can fly on airplanes. Ms. Freeze hopes Fred's trip will show how helpful trained mini service horses can be for people like herself.
I'm all for this.
We're devolving. We're going right to a third world country where people are flying with chickens, and it's going to be just back to where.
Now see, in this case, this was a highly trained, legit service animal.
Right. Yeah, that's, but did you see the video of that horse kicking the back of that guy's chair?
A friend of mine was getting on a flight to Los Angeles, and there were six dogs on the plane. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. While they were waiting, two of the dogs got into a fight. There was blood everywhere.
What?
Yikes.
And then they came onto the plane and took the guy off that had the dog that had attacked. This was just last Sunday.
Wow.
Blood everywhere.
Huh.
But see, because it's not being restricted to legitimate service dogs for people that actually need them. Now it's people that just want to take their dog, so... I'd be kind of pissed getting on a plane and some guy's got a first class seat and his horse is right
and
next to
him. And a horse is sitting there?
I'll just be going back to steerage.
I'd be overjoyed.
She paid for it. Let her have it.
Exactly.
You want to pet the horse?
No, I would.
Grind up the little biscotti, give that to him?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, they brought the service tray and, of course, what was on it? A pony keg.
Indeed. Yeah.
Jessica, you were right. It is Gnawbone.
Silly.
We had a story about a horse named Fred. Who a mini horse, very highly trained by a woman who's trying to sort of weigh in on this controversy about service animals.
Right.
Because the transportation authorities are going to probably limit it to just highly trained licensed dogs, apparently, which is fine with me. Receive this gentleman. He says, I was boarding a plane. A woman was trying to get on the plane with a huge blue macaw on her shoulder. The bird was 4 feet long, head to tail. The gate agents made her wait until final boarding and talked to the pilots. The captain of the plane denied entry to the parrot. So there you go.
How'd she get that far?
The captain's like a judge. He can do anything.
He kind of can.
Yeah. But wouldn't they tell her
TSA?
When she bought the... Yeah. Or bought her ticket, by the way, you can't take the parrot.
And wouldn't the parrot... I don't want to dwell on this, but wouldn't the parrot be... defecating throughout the flight on her shoulder.
And talking. The plane's taken off and it's like, I can do this.
Birds don't poop all day long.
No, but birds can't control when they go, though. They just go.
Yeah.
They don't get a paper and go to their...
We had a parrot growing up and it would crap all over our shoulders.
Did it?
Yeah.
Great.
And the cabin. It's probably like, oh,
great.
Just comes out whenever it comes out.
So it would just let loose in the living room.
Had enough.
Yeah. It would sit on our shoulders, and every now and again would go. Yeah.
So would you go change shirts then?
No, they'd sit around in them, Tom.
Well, quite honestly, we'd probably just get up with kind of a damp paper towel and wipe it off.
Yeah.
And go about their day.
Yeah. They cleaned off pretty easily.
I'm going to have to go sit down in a dark room for a while.
Oh, for God's sake.
That is really disgusting.
We loved that bird.
Okay. What happened to it?
It flew out the front door one day.
Evidently, it didn't care for you people.
And later, I asked my dad, I go, what do you think happened to... Fred, and he goes, because it was named Fred Bird after the Cardinals mascot, of course. And he said, it probably landed in the woods and just let some animal walk up to it. Oh, great. Because it wouldn't know. It wouldn't know the dangers of a fox.
Yeah.
How old were you when he told you that?
I don't know. Young, like maybe 11 or 12.
They say are there thousands of parrots in Southern California?
Oh, yeah, yes. San Diego.
People have let go that are just out there. Okay. Rather, if you're going to get a parrot, you've really got to be a believer because they require a lot of time. Please don't do that unless you know what you're doing.
We loved it.
Yeah.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Floyd.
Have enjoyed your parrot program.
Good.
You know, it takes two parents to raise a kid. And don't forget, if you can't feed the baby, don't have the baby.
Okay. And
that's parents.
Don't say maybe if you can't feed the baby.
Okay. Yes.
I heard you talking about Disney World making all these changes, boys. You're going to see a lot of parents upset about that. We don't do Disney as much as we used to, of course.
Oh.
And on account of my cholesterol being what it is now, I tell it like this, if you want to... pay big money to wait in line all day. Rather than do Disney, you could just head to the license branch.
Sure.
And boy, if you think there's traffic at Daytona 500 going to Disney, see all the parents with strollers are drafting and swapping paint trying to get to the next line, acting ugly. Mom's all sweaty. Paul's got red ass on the counter. He's got to break the stroller down again. No tools, got no tools. Kids are crying and starved. Line for Dippin' Dots is forever long. It's amazing how much we save and then waste just to put ourselves through hell.
Yeah.
I don't know how Disney keeps up with it all. Last time we went, they talked me into that log ride. Uh-huh. Boy, I barely made it to the restroom on the count. I was hauling logs, too. Finally get my overalls down and realize there's no toilet paper.
Oh, no. Uh-huh.
Thank God they hand you that free map when you walk in. Boy, that NAFTA deal's a mess, isn't it? That's what we should be talking about.
Okay, thanks.
Good night.
Thanks, Floyd. That was very helpful. Where were we? I've lost my place.
We're going to talk about construction again. Construction workers in Spain discovered pots containing 1,300 pounds of ancient Roman coins.
What is it? A pod?
A pot.
A pot.
P-O-T.
Try listening, you jerk.
Workers digging ditches in the Zouden Park found 19 pottery jugs filled with bronze jugs. Roman coins, according to the archaeologists. You guys, grow up. It's the second time today I've had to
First of all, you're probably you've been saving all your life. You've built some business up. You're finally going to get to build your building. They start digging and they find some Roman coins. Man. Everything comes to a halt for
this
10
is,
years.
This is what you're getting out of this.
He's getting out of this. According to the Archaeological Museum of Seville, the coins are between the 34th
next door to the barber shop.
Yes. Man, that's funny stuff.
I'll bet people from Seville, when they travel, they have to say, "No, I don't get my hair
cut." Not a barber.
How many of the barber shops are called the Barber of Seville?
The Andalusian Department of Culture said the judge.
Andalusian.
Isn't that the new Disney Plus Star Wars show?
Well, it was the Song of Andalusian. And then.
Well, what is it? If it's not Andalusian, what is it?
No, we weren't teasing you.
The Department of Culture said the jugs appear to have been deliberately concealed underground, covered by a few bricks and ceramic fillers.
Dug.
A few theories have been offered as to why the money was concealed within the pots.
Take old biddies.
Some investigators believe the money was set aside to pay imperial taxes or army levies.
No. They got that wrong.
Oh, they did?
If the money was hidden, it wasn't set aside
to pay taxes.
To pay imperial taxes.
Yeah, yes.
I'm just guessing it was set aside to not
right.
pay
yes, to
imperial
evade
taxes. That would just
taxes.
Be my...
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Archaeologists excavating the Roman Forum, did you see this? Discovered an underground shrine dedicated to Romulus, the founder of the ancient city. The monument includes an underground chamber with a 55-inch high sarcophagus and what appears to be an altar. Oh. The sarcophagus dates from 6th century BC. The Colosseum Archaeological Park, which oversees the ongoing excavations of the forum, will officially unveil this discovery on Friday. So
it's,
I can't wait to see
it's
that.
It's sarcophagus, not carcophagus?
It's sarcophagus, yeah.
It's sarcophagus.
It's pronounced
you're wrong.
and it's Romulus.
Yeah,
not Remus.
Romulus.
No, Remus. Is going, what am I? Chop liver?
I saw some. I saw some of those cave drawings that were definitely Remus.
They had a.
There was
right.
Yeah, very active.
They weren't playing leapfrog.
Yeah, no, apparently. Yeah.
Or were they?
Boys were. Never mind.
Keeping with science, Morris Villarroel. He's a Spanish scientist at the Polytechnic University of Madrid. Wanted to have a more detailed and complete record of his everyday life. So guess what? He figured out he wants to live more effectively. So 10 years ago, he started writing down all the things he did every day, and he's been doing it ever since.
What?
Yes.
So does he write down
every
today?
Thing.
I wrote down everything I did today.
Yep.
Still writing.
Yeah.
And I'm writing more.
Wow.
Sharpening my pencil.
Writing down everything he did all day.
I hate him.
By the way, I'm guessing that after a while it becomes kind of a sort of a code. You skip a lot of the grammar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
This morning I sat down. It's like jerked one.
Blah, blah, blah.
Eight, two.
Mm-hmm. In the morning,
TV.
Jerked one?
Sometimes you wake up with,
TV.
Kind of go to waste, right, Josh?
That has to be the most boring read.
Pooped.
This guy has a journal where he's writing everything he does during the... Doesn't he? Hasn't he heard of Facebook? Isn't that what that's for?
Yeah, good point.
He'd probably have more time to live if he just stopped writing it down.
Yes. I hate him.
Okay. To a degree.
He's trying to be more effective.
I think that's like the third time today you've said you hate him.
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Hobie passes away.
All right.
Okay,
very
jeez.
Good.
In front of his family. We have to watch it.
Slowly.
While he's jerking one in the morning.
Yeah, while he's writing about
and
it.
And writing about
I'm dying. Kid's crying.
Pardon the jerky hand.
Jerking one.
Have I ever told you the saddest story ever about jerky handwriting?
Oh, yep.
Boy.
Christy?
I don't know if you have.
I probably shouldn't. It's really
okay.
It's really terrible.
It's really terrible. So you're chuckling?
How would you start? Why would you?
What? The saddest story ever, and he's chuckling. Look at him.
My mom was telling me this story.
Oh, God.
What was her words for jerking one?
I don't know. The essence of it was.
Hey, are you sure? Can we just go to today
right, maybe
in history?
Maybe it's too rough.
Yeah, you were really trying. Time now for today in history. Here's Christy Lee. Shut up, Tom. Christy.
Give us the punchline.
If you're ever writing a really deeply difficult note to write, don't drink too much, because right when he got to the really important part, it was illegible.
Oh, I see.
And time now for today in history. Here's Christy Lee.
I can't read this.
We jump right to this. February 19th, 1847, the Donner Party is rescued.
Liver and onions.
Now, do you know what the Donner Party is?
God. Yeah, they got stuck and they had to eat each other. And
Now a lot of modern scientists
you're gonna eat me like
and
the
historians
book says.
Claim that they did not eat each other, that actually didn't happen.
Okay.
But history.
Where did you get that?
Oh, I read this fascinating crack article pot. About how the teeth marks were actually probably from animals and they weren't actually from
people. Yeah, I don't know. It's,
yeah, who knows?
Surviving people say that they ate them?
I don't know.
And Richard Donner, director, was he?
He sure was, yeah. And Donna the Reindeer was there, too.
On a much lighter
note. Donner Party of Four.
Speaking of eating people, you know the classic jokes that ends with the punchline, we could have saved Mom. You ever heard that one?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.